You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. The number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
See, the devil knows that he is doomed, so he'd like everybody else to be doomed with him. His goal is to take as many of you with him as he can, and if he can't get you to go to hell with him, then he wants you to live here miserable until you go to heaven. If you ain't going to go to hell with him, he wants you to be in hell till you get to heaven. And really, I find out that's where most people in the church are today. They live in survival mode. They make decisions based off of pressure. They make decisions based off of things that are coming at them rather than hearing a word from the Lord and living the assignment of God that's on their life. But how many know the agenda for the kingdom of light is this? The strategy for the kingdom of light is that God wants to awaken you to the identity to who you really are. Amen. Who am I? We talked about this Wednesday night. If you were not here Wednesday night, you missed something spectacular. I'm telling you what, it was powerful in the house on Wednesday night. Come on, amen. You say, Pastor's just saying that to make me feel bad about not coming to church. No, I'm saying that to you because you need to be here on Wednesday night so you can learn how to live the life of the overcoming victory that God's called you to. Yeah, we're not going to get into that. I don't want you to feel too bad. You want to know when you're really living a victorious life? Let me just give you a little nugget of truth along the way in my notes. When it's as important for you to be in church service on Wednesday night and Sunday morning as it is for you to go to work, then you know you're living in a place of victory. I'm telling you the truth. If it's as important to you to get in the house on Wednesday and Sunday as it is for you to get up Monday morning and go to work, then you're finally just beginning. You're just barely beginning to understand what God has for your life. Until then, you're walking around really in a fog because your priorities aren't straight. Your priorities are more on your life and living your life. So I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it for it to be true. A lot of people don't believe there's a hell, but I'm telling you, it's hot down there right now. Come on, amen. So the question is who are you really? Who am I? Who are you really? How many know you're not the clothes you wear? You're not the car you drive. You're not the house that you live in. That's not your identity. You're not the title that you go by. There might be some things that you have that you can identify with, but that's not your identity. It's not who you are. The real person that you are is who's living on the inside of you. It's what your character is made out of. It manifests from what is on the inside of you, not the facade that you wear, not the things that you want people to think about you, but it's the real you. Come on, amen. That's why some people can have look real big picture on the outside, but on the inside, they're very small picture. They look like the big deal to the rest of the world, but on the inside, they are the little deal. Listen to me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. God wants to awaken you to your God-given identity. Amen? Come on. I want you to hear this today. Listen, sin is nothing more than a mistaken identity. If sin is going on in your life, it's because you don't know who you are. There's no way around that. It's a mistaken identity. If you really know who you are, you're not going to spend your whole life wrapped up in the stuff that controls your life. The fact that sin goes on in your life is a clear indication that you don't know who you are. I lost all my amens. I got one hallelujah. That stuff will control you and tell you you are something that you are not. Because if you know who you are, you ain't going to let pills tell you who you are. You're not going to let drugs tell you who you are. Men won't let women tell them who they are. Women won't let men tell them who they are. Come on, amen. You ain't going to let nobody tell you who you are from wherever you seek approval to feel good about who you are. Come on, somebody, Lord, say, Lord, awaken me. See, when he awakens us, then we begin to pursue what we were created for. And along the way, we encounter some stuff. I'm not telling you it's a perfect run, but you get on the journey, and along the way, as you journey with the Lord, those things that control you, those things that manipulate you, those things that you think you have to have begin to fade away. And what you realize is the only thing you really need is Jesus. It's just Jesus. Now listen to me very carefully. I don't want you to miss this. When purpose is not understood, then how many of you know abuse is going to be inevitable? If you don't understand purpose, there will always be abuse. It's the reciprocal of not understanding your purpose. When a man does not understand the purpose for a family, he will abuse his family. When a man or a woman don't understand the purpose for a marriage, they'll abuse the marriage. The marriage won't last. If you don't understand the purpose for your kids, you'll abuse your kids. Come on, is this helping anybody? Amen. When somebody doesn't understand the purpose for their own life, it becomes easy for them to abuse themselves. So that means I have to understand what I was created for in order to prevent myself from abusing who I was meant to be. Y'all still with me? That's why there are people in this building today who have lived through abuse. And when you go back to the reason why that abuse took place, it was always because somebody did not know who they were. They didn't know who they were. They had a mistaken identity. They didn't know why they existed. Sin and the way of the world dictated who they were. Come on now. This is simple stuff. This is stuff we used to teach in recovery when I worked at a drug and alcohol rehab. So every act that you commit, come on, every thought that you have that is wrong will lead to an act. Every act that you commit leads to an habit. Once you have a habit, it shapes your character. So if you think about telling somebody a lie, then you tell them the lie, and you think, well, that was easy, and you keep on lying, and you keep on lying, you keep on lying, then how many of you know you're a liar? Nobody don't have to call you a liar. Everybody knows you're a liar because of your character. If you think about stealing something from work and you think about it, well, they don't need all those staplers. I could use one at home. I'm just going to take a stapler. You take that, you commit the act, and it was easy. And the next thing you know, you got Post-it notes at home and ink pens. And pretty soon you got a brand new iPad at home. Then how many of you know you're a thief? Come on, is this helping anybody? Anytime we let sin dictate to us what we are and take on this mistaken identity and we pervert the purposes of God in our life, abuse always becomes inevitable. It's throughout history. It's throughout human nature. It's everywhere. There's never not been a case where this is not true. You can look at it on a global scale with Adolf Hitler in World War II. All the way up through today in society to laws that are being passed throughout the culture. If you don't know who you are and you don't know your purpose, abuse becomes inevitable. Do you know that one of the main consequences of Adam's failure in the garden was this? He was alienated. He was alienated. That's what really took place. He was alienated from God. How many of you know if sin actually alienates us from God, it'll make us feel like that God is really in a far off place from us? Here, this is how sin works. If sin is manifesting in your life, God will feel far away. Come on, amen. To some people in here this morning, God is just the big man upstairs. To some people in here this morning, God's just in a far, he's up there, far away in heaven, looking down on me, smiling. He's pulling for me. Come on, amen. Can I just tell you where God is right now? He's right here on the pew with you. He's living in your heart today, amen. What makes him feel so far from you is that when disobedience enters into our heart, then fear comes from the disobedience and we begin to believe that God's not with us. Come on, amen. And that fear will begin to alienate us from the presence of God. So we walk into a worship service where people are beginning to feel the Holy Ghost and the presence of God is beginning to move and the supernatural power of God is being released, but we don't feel anything. And the reason why we don't feel anything is because disobedience is manifesting in our heart. Come on, are you with me? God is not far away from you. He's right here. But as long as the devil can trick you into making you believe that God is far from you, you won't believe that he wants to be involved in your life. You'll believe that you're out there on your own. And you got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And you got to make a way for yourself. And you got to speak up. And you got to trick people into loving you and making them like you. And tricking them into believing that you got a purpose on your life so you can be accepted. How many of you know this morning that Jesus came to let us know that there is no alienation from God? He desires to be in a relationship with us. And the only thing that hurts your relationship with God is disobedience to him. Now, I know this don't preach in every church, but it is the truth. I know some pastors pull away from this kind of teaching because, well, you're going to run off half the people. But I owe it to you to give you the truth this morning because God wants to be in a relationship with you. He desires to be in a relationship with you. We are not only alienated from God, but we are alienated from ourselves. We don't even know who we are half the time. We believe our own press release. We tend to believe what other people say about us on Facebook. And if somebody says something great, we have a good day. If somebody says something not so great, we pouting all day. One little Facebook post ruined your day. It's too much, too fast. Everybody okay? When we don't know who we are, we spend all kinds of money and we spend all kinds of time trying to find out, who am I? Somebody help me. Who am I? Trying to get in everybody's approval, trying to get in everybody's little clique, trying to feel appreciated, trying to get invited to all the parties. Ah, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. Amen? And so what happens is you start realizing during crisis moments of your life, you're really not sure who you are because in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of all the turmoil going on in your life, the fake foundation that you built about who you are cannot stand. It crumbles below you. And then we're lost. We're despondent. We cycle into depression. I am convinced today that the pharmaceutical companies of the United States of America are making bank off of the fact that people don't know who they are. I'm not saying now everybody needs medication. Some people just need to be medicated. I know a few of them. But I don't think all of them that are being medicated need to be medicated. Y'all ain't even trying to help me no more because y'all know it's true. Is this okay? Is everybody all right? Now listen, if I get alienated from God because of sin and I alienate myself because I don't know who I am, then how many of you know it becomes easy for me to alienate you? And for you to alienate me. And when that happens in a church, the purpose of the church gets destroyed. You want to know why churches split today? People don't know purpose. They've presented themselves a certain way, and when you confront them about the way they are, or they get confronted with truth about the way they are, offense enters in because they don't know who they are. More churches have been split over people getting offended than anything else. Discord amongst the brethren. There's only discord in the brethren if you don't know who you are. There's never a reason to leave a body or a church over something that you didn't like. If you didn't like it, it's because God's trying to teach you something. That ain't going to preach good on the radio either, but it's the truth. So what we understand is Jesus came today so that we can have a relationship with him, and out of that relationship with him, we can know who we really are. We can know what the promises of God are for our life and how they can manifest in our life, which in return develops the purpose of God in us. Come on, amen? And then I'm not codependent on you, and you're not codependent on me. We're just dependent on him. It don't matter what anybody says or does. You can just love them because you got the love of Christ in you, and you love them because Christ loved them. It don't matter if you don't like their hair, you don't like the way they look, you don't like the way they talk to you, you don't like the way they greet you. If they shake your hand up here or shake it down here, or you go to hug them and they back away. I mean, really, come on. You can just love them. Because the truth is Jesus died for us all. He loves us all. And that kind of love is only born out of a relationship that we have with him. How many are glad today that Jesus came so that we can all have a relationship with God? How many of you know that you can really know who you are today? Now listen, stay with me. I just want to dig into this a little bit because we're talking to church folks this morning. So I want to talk about a couple things in the church. There are two basic, really, streams of thought today in the Church of America that flow in our American cultural church. Two things that we see. One of them is this. There's an element of people that believe we need the power of God. There's a group of people that believe we need the presence of God to show up in our life. We need supernatural things to manifest in our life. And it doesn't matter what kind of character we have, we just want the supernatural things of God. I mean, that's prevalent in the church today. Come on, amen, amen. As long as we get the power of God, it doesn't matter how much sin is going on in our life. It doesn't matter what our character is like. As long as God shows up in the meeting and we all get some goosebumps and go down in the spirit. Come on. Come on, there's church going on like that all over this country today. Are you here? Amen. There are people that get on a plane and travel from Florida to Seattle to go to a meeting because they expect the power of God to show up in that meeting and they want to get some of what they got there. People do that all the time. But it don't matter to them what kind of character the person has that's leading the meeting. Some of y'all been to churches like that. You know what I'm talking about. Now, there's this whole other group of people in the church right now that are totally immersed in making sure everybody has Christ-like character. That everybody act like Jesus, everybody talk like Jesus, everybody walk like Jesus, but they have no desire to have a supernatural encounter with God. They have no desire to see the demonstration of the Holy Ghost in their services. They don't want anything to do with spiritual giftings. They just want to be good people, act like Jesus. They don't want anything to do with the supernatural. Come on, I mean, that's another stream of reality in the American church today. Amen. And the reason why they don't want to have nothing to do with supernatural is because they don't want to be perceived as being flaky or a little bit crazy. Or mainly they found out because that all the people that flow in the supernatural, half of them got sin in their life and they just want to stay away from it. You ain't going to amen me, but that's the truth. Come on now. So what we have is we got two groups of people in the church today. You have those that just want the Christ-like character of God, and then you have this other group of people that just want the demonstration of the power of God. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? God never intended for it to be either or. Now, you didn't hear me. He never intended for it to be one or the other. He has always intended it for it to be both. And it's all encompassing in the body of Christ. Amen. He intended for there to be a demonstration of the supernatural power of God, that people would come into a meeting, the Holy Ghost would shut up, they would be touched in their infirmity, they would get up from the altar, and then they would walk like Jesus, they would talk like Jesus, and they would have the character of Christ manifesting in their life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.